This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Final hour, the Power Hour, live from Shell Shack here off Henderson Avenue in Dallas. It is the G-Bag Nation, and we're going to go around the bases. We got Rangers baseball coming up. 8 o'clock will be your pregame show with Jared Sandler. It is a Kamar Rocker night. And Kamar Rocker's going to get that G-Bag bump, Brian. He is.
Yeah.
He was on with us yesterday. He was
He's
awesome.
A good dude, too.
He's a really good guy.
That was fun.
Coming off a good performance, it seems like things, the slider, he's figuring it out. And certainly this is an Angels lineup that hopefully he can take advantage of. And let's see if the bats can carry over that success. I mean, Corey Seager has just absolutely owned the Angels during his run here in Texas. He's been awesome. Jake Berger got it going last night. Certainly Evan Carter was good. Wyatt Langford. So cross our fingers and let's hope that the Rangers can keep the offense rolling. But we do have some updates regarding your baseball team. We've got Round Rock debuts happening, okay? So the Rangers will have Josh Jung and Rowdy Tellez, who they went ahead and signed last week. They are going to make their debuts at Round Rock. Josh Jung, who was optioned, was supposed to already play, and he ended up getting rained out. So last night, he takes the field against Albuquerque, and he was good. I mean, he ended up, I believe it was a 2-for-3 night for Josh, looked good. And I don't know how long that CY is planning to keep him down at Round Rock. I know we were talking with him about that. But, you know, this is something for Josh. He's got to see the ball better. I mean, that certainly seemed to be an issue. He's just swinging at pitches that he has no business swinging at. And then Rowdy Tellez also, who signed a minor league deal. He spent time with the Padres, among other Major League Baseball teams. And Billy McKinney, who the Rangers re-signed, former Plano West Wolf, has also been brought back to a minor league deal. He's at AAA Round Rock as well. So there's some notes from down on the farm. And then John Gray, we got positive information. He's also going to begin his rehab assignment. So, you know, CY gave us a good update on John Gray a couple weeks ago. That looks like it's trending in the right direction. I guess Sporzy's the one might end up taking a little bit longer than we think as of now.
But Jared sounded like that, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He kind of like,
I don't know. I don't know what to expect when it comes to Sporzy.
Jared, he lives with this team, so he gets to talk to people. He gets stuck on the bus with people. And he asked a question about, what about Spores, you know, and all that. We had a chance one Friday afternoon to interview him, and mm-hmm. he was trying
it.
To
it
work
fantastic.
His way back. But these pitchers, you just don't know.
You don't. It can be different for everybody. Yeah. But we have the Cy Young poll, courtesy of MLB.com.
Right.
And you do have Jacob DeGrom, who is a top five candidate right now in the American League. DeGrom is listed at number five. The return to dominance for the ace has been a welcome development after multiple injury-plagued seasons. He's 9-2 for Texas. Most wins he's collected since 2019. He's got a 2.29 ERA. That's fourth best in the American League. Opponents are just 195 against him when it comes to batting average. And he's got a sub-1 whip. So he's been awesome. Nathan Eovaldi's a guy that can get into that conversation.
Man, I was about to say, dude,
162? Is
yeah.
he 162 on
yeah,
the end run
and the
last
problem
night?
Is he
yeah.
missed, you know, a month,
yeah.
so he's not eligible right now. They got these stupid eligibility rules. But yeah. to me, you look up at the end of the season, Nathan Eovaldi's going to have an opportunity to be in the Cy Young conversation. Max Fried of the Yankees Also listed, Garrett Crochet, the ace of the Red Sox. Red Sox right now, they're very aggressive trying to get a pitcher at the trade deadline. So they've been linked to Joe Ryan of the Minnesota Twins. And then you've got Hunter Brown of the Astros, who has just been incredible. The most pleasant surprise, not for us, but you could say for Houston, he's reinvented himself, writes MLB.com.
Yeah.
He's got a diversity of pitches that he didn't have previously, was the pitcher of the month in the American League, MLB best 182 ERA, and a 180 average, while his whip is just a tick below what DeGrom is.
The Cubs went into the old juice box, you know, and I watched Brown pitch. Dude. They had no chance. And the Cubs are a good hitting team.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they always talk about the breaking ball from 12 to 6. I mean, that thing was just
– it drops.
Yeah, just drop. And now, I mean, the Cubs are swinging through stuff, and he's just – I mean, it was impressive to watch. I'm thinking, like, gosh, dang, this guy's got some stuff.
Is there anything cooler than watching them when they do, like, the – like they'll stack a pitch. I saw it with Skeens the other day where he's got two pitches that look so similar.
Yeah.
They're coming at you at the same speed, but they play breaks. Them at the same, but yeah, one breaks one way and the other one's breaking the other. Everything about the pitch, the MPH, everything looks the same.
Is it here? What are you supposed to do?
And then boom, it's just right when it gets up on you into the box, it goes a completely different direction. It's ridiculous, and it's so fun to watch with these next-level dudes. Skeens is one of these guys who's in that Hunter Brown, Tarek Skubal, Jacob deGrom sort of realm when it comes to ERA, and his win-loss is just way worse.
Yeah, Skeens, and I'm glad that MLB has decided we're not really factoring in the win-loss record anymore for pitchers,
because
they shouldn't. But when you have Paul Skeens, he's number two when it comes to the NL Cy Young poll, right behind Zach Wheeler of the Phillies. But he's a guy that he still leads the NL.
He's below 500. Is he below 500?
He's 4-7.
4-7?
4-7. But he leads all major league pitchers in B-Ward, 4.8. Yeah. His whip's incredible. He's been absolutely phenomenal. But Zach Wheeler has been as well. Tarek Skubal, not a surprise. He's the favorite to be the AL Cy Young Award winner right now, and deservedly so. I mean, he does have the win-loss record. He's 10-2. He's got a 2.02 ERA. And he leads all pitchers right now when it comes to whip and K's through nine innings, plus the B-War as well right there for one Tarek Skubal. Cal Raleigh keeps getting it done, boys. Seattle Mariners catcher. He has made more history as he went ahead and surpassed Ken Griffey Jr., franchise record that he had for 26 years, hitting the most home runs before the All-Star break at 35. Cal Raleigh smacked one last night. He's at 36. So a 26-year record for Ken Griffey Jr. now belongs to Cal Raleigh.
Yeah, he's having a ridiculous season, man. He really is. And his nickname has really taken off. I think, was it the Yankees? I think it was the Yankees broadcast that couldn't help themselves.
They were just having too much fun with it.
They were talking about it, and then the cameraman was zooming in on it. Like, can you imagine? Like, they're zooming in on his tank ass right there. And then it was like zoom out, and then the broadcast is still talking about it, and it's like, boom, we're just going to zoom right back.
Still nothing on Larry Fitzgerald. That's true.
Larry Fitzgerald.
But Cal Raleigh,
he's
coming for the crown.
I mean, I was talking about this with Hagee the other day, like, who's the big dumper on the Rangers? And I was going to say Rocker, but then but it made me think, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, and Rocker.
Wyatt had been out for a little while.
Sleep on Jack Leiter.
Jack Leiter, I would think, is kind of a smaller, compact guy.
He looks like he squats a lot.
300-pounder below the waist kind of guy.
For sure.
Yeah, I would say Leiter, Langford, and Rocker all up there. And I don't even want to shortchange old Siegs. Siegs is a little bit bigger, waist down, than you.
How about Higgy, though? Have you
think
seen
about?
Higgy's kind of a...
I feel like the catchers should have...
Yeah.
That's true. They should have a little bit more
Heim
back there.
Heim is skinny for a catcher, isn't he?
Yes, tall. He's a little bit of a... He's the outlier there in terms of the prototype. But, yeah, I mean, you just rarely see that, where a broadcast is zooming in on a dude's...
Really
the junk that's in that trunk.
Hey, they were mesmerized. They really were.
But now, I mean, they're literally capitalizing on this financially. It's big dumper shirts, big dumper Like, are they all whatever merch you want? Big dumper
that
style.
I didn't know what they were talking about.
Get, bro.
I thought it was the nickname for Seattle, the city, was called the big dumper. I thought that was. I swear to you, I kept seeing big dumper, and I'm thinking, is that the like the city of brotherly love?
I thought that it was like an astrology thing. Yeah, I thought we were talking science.
That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking Seattle's nickname of the city is big dumper.
Nope.
I go, this is fascinating.
Go Cal Raleigh, man. It's incredible. Shohei Ohtani.
I showed you what I know.
He's having a historical season.
Seattle does have, what is, they're the Space Needle home. Don't they have something that's like related to the Emerald City or something like that?
I think it's called, I don't know. See, I think it might be called, I think you're right about the Emerald City. But
yeah, the Emerald City.
I was thinking like, what's the big dumper? What is the, how do we get in this? And I didn't look it up. I did not look it up.
I just get to this. What is going on?
Let your imagination run.
I've seen headlines. I've seen headlines that say that. And I'm thinking, is this a nickname for Seattle?
Well, it's because every night the big dumper is just making history. It's unbelievable what he's doing. Shohei Ohtani.
Shohei Ohtani.
Thank you. And Jacob Mizorowski, who is the Phenom rookie pitcher of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Ohtani, boy, he's really good, too.
Leadoff home run off of Miz. But the rookie did not get fazed. After a 431-foot blast from Ohtani, Miz says, okay, tip of the cap, goes ahead and strikes out a career-high 12 batters as the Dodgers
They've
have
lost
just been
six
swept
in a row.
They lost back-to-back series. Yeah,
sure have.
A little bit of a slide here for the Dodgers.
Yeah,
I think the Brewers are pretty good. But then again, the Brewers are kind of like the Cowboys. I think they do like a really good job in the regular season. They get in the playoffs, and they look awful.
They might be one that's got one of those long stretches without a playoff series win.
Oh, God.
And remember what Pat Murphy, the Brewers manager, said about Miz.
Yeah.
Quote, he's just broken the shell, man.
He's the big dumper.
He's just out of the egg, all arms and legs. He's still got gooey stuff coming off of him. He's something special.
It's like an infant out there. My gosh.
What an incredible quote there. From a current MLB manager about one of his rooks.
Man, this is just, what is going on with Tom Brady right now?
Okay, is he playing baseball?
It's just like,
are we still going around the bases?
We're around the bases here, but it's just, we got to give some love to Tom.
Is he circling back with some of the Bezos wedding
He's circling
fans?
Back with like any attractive single lady, basically.
Every day it's a new Tom Brady girl. With this Hollywood starlet. Tom Brady with this Hollywood starlet. With
where does Tom Brady make home? Is he down in Miami? Where does Tom Brady make home?
He might still be in Tampa. I think he still has a place in Tampa.
Or I'm sure he's got places all over the place, but I mean, Vegas with the Raiders, is he
his place there,
parking it there? I don't
that's
know.
What I'm
it's
saying. How's Tom Brady hooking up with gals? I mean, like, is he in the same neighborhood area?
He's a single man.
I know he is, but is he like,
you got to think he's on one of those apps, right? Don't they have those special like superstar apps? And Tom Brady's probably just, I mean, he's probably just freaking cleaning up on those, dude.
Well, now him and we got TMZ that him and Sofia Vergara, they're both single, they're hanging out, but they're not dating. So what's that?
Just friend.
Are they roughly same age?
Frennies,
I think they are, right?
Frennies with Bennies.
I mean, Sophia,
it doesn't matter. What am I
She's
saying?
Aging like a fine wine. But yeah, I mean, he's getting linked to Sydney Sweeney and some other supermodel.
Think about his age range, bro. He can go from like 25 to however old she is.
So
it's
he didn't plus one that wedding at Bezos.
No,
he showed up.
Yeah.
He showed up knowing there are going to be other like millionaire gals there, right?
Yeah, he was just going to be a magnet.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was saddling up at the bar, like, ordering drinks and, like, hey,
honestly, that Taekwondo coach was probably the best thing that ever happened to him.
You think that was his get-out-of-jail-free card?
Maybe he was on board with this.
Yeah, I'm sure there was.
He's not a stupid guy. He had to know what was kind of going on.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, he's not around, though, too.
You think he knew the jiu-jitsu coach?
I think he had an idea. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, you got to have a lot of confidence to cheat on her, or she to cheat. I mean, you know.
Either way.
I mean, you had to feel like that.
Well, as soon as the ultimatum was put down, it's the family or it's football.
Yeah. Tom's like, let's go rally for another one.
It's over.
The cliche is faith, family, football. For Tom, it was football, family.
Football, F word.
Yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah.
And I'll hang out with my son every once in a while.
I just want to say that was a nice little pivot from bases. Are we going to go back to bases? Or
yeah,
was
let's
that
just
it?
Slide right back into
okay,
the bases.
Very good.
Well,
what
we're
going to
slide into home here.
What did Tom do for baseball? What are we talking about him? Is he trying to buy into a team?
No, there was nothing baseball related. I just went ahead and opened up the Twitters, and then boom, here's TMZ with the Brady Sophia Vergara.
Here's what it is. He's the master of the ding-dong. Let's just be real.
There you go. He's donging where he's dinging. The Blue Jays.
Oh, Jared goes back to that. I
hope tonight he does, and I think he will.
I don't think he will.
Don't you tempt fate.
Dude, okay, first of all, we put in the call, okay? So just as
he's not.
As a respect to us.
He was embarrassed last night. He was embarrassed.
As a respect to us. And he got the Brett Boone stamp of approval. So keep that in mind, okay? And doesn't every young broadcaster, and we can still call Jared a young broadcaster. He's been doing this for a long time, but he's still young. I would say they're all kind of searching for that organic.
He does not
call
want. He
that
does
could
not,
be mine.
He doesn't want this
Eric
to be
Nadell's.
His
Eric Nadell's got the Jimmy Jack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rangers fans, you're not dreaming. Jared Sandler's got the ding dong. There you go.
I think that Jared Sandler, like when that came out, he's like, oh, why did I say that?
Well, he's been going with out of here. Yeah. I think the ding dong is better.
I think the ding. Dude, he pioneered it. You have to embrace that.
I'm marking B on the Scantron for false. Not going to happen again.
Okay. Well, we'll find out tomorrow when we play a Rangers highlight. I would like to think Jared has our back, Brett Boone's back, and his own back. Again,
I think
he's making history.
I think he wanted to say dong, and he just didn't. He just thought about it.
Sometimes you fall into something great. Like, yeah. you didn't plan for that to be incredible. He wanted to go dong there. But
that's
when
the best things happen.
He put the
I
ding,
think he,
and then,
I think he's embarrassed. I think he's embarrassed. I don't think he's
not. He's not easily.
I'm gonna be listening, and I know you will.
Oh
promise.
Yeah, I always listen. Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to texting you tonight, or you
Brian's
texting me in real time.
Trust me, I watchdog that broadcast.
Well, you're gonna be watchdogging the ding dong tonight.
So you gotta tell me about Bassick and them. Because, my God.
Oh man, you guys got to see this picture of Tony Pollard.
I wonder if I can throw
posted.
This pin through
Poor
you.
Poor Tony Pollard is balding before we know it. This is rough news.
Wait, what? Tony Pollard?
Yeah, Tony Pollard.
He's going through a Micah Parsons.
By the way, thinning out bad.
Are you gonna like in the car with the cigarette and whiskey shirt on drive home like with that smell in the car?
Yeah, I'm gonna walk home with the Rodeo Ron work shirt. The lawn. What is this?
He signed the back of it, which is really cool.
The Grass Monkey Lawn Care.
But you're going to sit in your car with the whiskey cigarette smell?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go home. I'm going to hug my wife.
And she's going to love every second of it.
We're just going to see what she has to say.
Oh, yeah.
She might appreciate it.
Well,
I don't know.
She might take you out in the front yard with the hose.
Yeah, hosing down. Mrs. Rodeo Ron Crystal is already wearing the jersey.
Is she?
Yeah.
Very good.
Rodeo sent us a picture.
My wife might set this shirt on fire tonight.
It
we'll find out.
DJ LeMahieu got designated for assignment. There's around the bases. Let's hodgepodge it.
Yeah, actually, I think you know what we're going to do, Walter?
No, we're not pivoting. I was looking forward.
Jared Sandler.
By the way, the run sheet has got so much water on
it. Well, those are talking points. As we're live here in the Shell Shack, baby.
That's beer.
Drinks to go now available. You can purchase all spirits to go in a souvenir cup here at Shell Shack. And the late night specials, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., half off all apps and wraps. The handhelds, ooh, baby. And you know these Andouilles.
That MVP bucket, I'm telling you, for real.
Yeah, top tier. Shout out to the Voodoo Burger as
for
well.
Real.
With the Kitchen Sink Ranch.
Yep.
That was a good time today.
Yep.
Okay, so if Jared Sandler is making history, we will make history in the G-Bag Nation. The first of its kind. Wednesday news dump. Live from Shell Shack here in the nation. Okay, the rare hump day news dump here in the G-Bag Nation. Live from Shell Shack here in Dallas until 7 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Off Henderson, would love to see you. It's been a great day. Total turnout's been unbelievable. We've had an awesome time. We've actually had a couple of a combo Shell Shack G-Bag the Day champions here.
Yeah.
I mean, really, really a fantastic day.
Thanks to Crown Royal, too, for the nice swag.
Yeah, those jerseys were awesome. Yeah. Everybody loved them.
Yeah.
Yeah, those things were going like hotcakes.
Yep.
No question
you
about
think
it.
You can get that one back.
The Rodeo Ron one?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't
that
think
ain't
so.
Happening, bro.
I don't think so. That was just that was
You're
a,
not getting that one back.
That was a trade. I don't think there's any take backs here.
Yeah.
I don't think we can fail a physical and rescind the trade, you know, unfortunately. But it's all right. It's all right. I'm glad to see Ron out and about, still working.
Well, it's good to see him out and about, yeah.
Yeah, he's working, he's taking care of his wife, you know, he's he's keeping himself together despite the relapse or whatever.
He cut himself off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was proud.
Happy to see that. You know, and to me, that's when you see him and you're like, is he like the one guy on Friday you kind of always worry about? You know, the Tolos, I mean, we got a lot of really super people that come through and say hello and all that.
Yeah, there's no one.
I don't want anything to happen to Ron.
No.
And I was so like, yeah, look at him. He looks good. And then all of a sudden, it's like, yeah, I've been drinking some I'm like, oh, no.
I do love it when he shows up because the Tolos.
They rally.
They do.
They rally like they did for Kenny.
They get excited
they do.
To high five,
yeah.
Dap up,
yeah.
Chop it up a little bit. Like
yeah.
When Rodeo runs to the building, there's a presence.
There's
an aura.
There's a lot of energy.
Brings the juice.
Yeah, sure does.
All right, here in the G-Bag Nation, segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333, as well as Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. We will crosstalk with Fan After Dark, CA, and Fred Davis coming up here in just a few minutes. But here in the Wednesday news dump, couple of things to address. First, some people, they heard the Jared Sandler ding-dong conversation, but they didn't hear the actual ding-dong call. Now, we're hopeful that tonight we'll get another one, assuming the Rangers are able to barrel that thing up and send one out of the park. And so let's go ahead, Lucius, if you don't mind, we will tee up last night's top of the seventh, Jake Berger making history with Jared Sandler.
This could be either quick or we could be in for a long one as Berger hammers one to left field. That one is back, and it's not going to stay in the yard. Home run for Jake Berger. A solo shot. The Rangers lead 11-1 on Berger's 11th ding-dong of the year. This could be...
you hear the on Berger's 11th, and there's just a slight pause there where he wanted to go dong, but he went ding dong. He made history, and then Brett Boone was actually on, as he always is, 920 with Sean and RJ. He's a baseball lifer. And they asked him about that particular phrasing.
Would you like to start with us being your good luck charm or ding dong?
I like the ding dong. I've never heard ding dong before.
No.
He liked the ding dong.
Choppy goes, no.
He had never heard it before. And so there it is. We'll see. We put in the call to hopefully make that the signature home run call for one Jared Sandler. Broadus has some doubts. Broadus thinks that Jared has some
a lot of haters.
Has some regrets.
I don't think it's hate. I think he had some, like, oh, that's an embarrassing moment for me. I shouldn't have done that.
He was, like, nervous. Maybe he'd get reprimanded.
Not that reprimand part, but I don't think he wants to go that route again. I just don't think he wants to, you know, say, oh, ding dong. I don't think he wants to do that.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to make it synonymous with himself, and he wants to just flush it and move on to the next play.
I think
that he would wrap his arms around that ding dong and carry it into history forever. Now, in the meantime, let's go ahead and get to some other things here in the dump. I feel like we have to address this, and I know Sean and RJ did earlier today. The viral video, is this not the sports fight of the year? The golf fight? Did we see this? Did everybody had to see this by now. You haven't seen this?
No.
You have not seen the golf fight?
Mm-mm, nope.
Oh, my. Lucius.
So.
Lucius, have you seen the golf fight? I would have to. I mean, you haven't had your phone.
So all right, so this is maybe like the top five fight I've ever seen online, period.
Here we go. Okay.
Ever. All right. And then when you get the backstory, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but when you get the backstory, you understand why the jab was, that man was working the jab like that.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. This looked like a true professional out on the links.
I did. Okay, so I haven't seen this video yet. This will be a first time watch. I saw the headline about this and read a little about it.
Okay, good, good.
So
okay.
I know what you're referencing here.
All right, Walchuk's pulling up the video now. Broadus, I know you're a fan of the algorithm. Do you have fights in your algorithm?
Unless the girls are involved with bikinis and stuff, no, not generally.
Okay. Well, I mean, you saw the one in Frisch at the Star, right, where the boob popped out?
Oh, okay. I saw that one, yeah.
He was all over
so
that.
So, golfer pummeled throwing into pond during wild on course. Okay, this is from the New York Post.
No, not intercourse.
What?
Yeah, on course. Yeah.
That's the intercourse. No,
relax, that's enough.
On the golf course.
I didn't know what I said, Lucius.
I'm just saying, really, don't repeat it.
It was on course.
This is a Canadian golf fight for the ages, and it all comes down to the tried and true party foul of the slow play on the golf course.
That is terrible.
Which is annoying.
And, very annoying. So what you have is a group that is slow playing and upwards of maybe, I mean, we had the sound, so we'll hit like 20-some minutes.
This guy's hammered as
apparently,
hell.
This guy's super hammered, yes. And so the next crew is coming up trying to keep their game going. You have a group of just absolutely belligerently hammered golfers that can't even tee off because they're so drunk. So it's 10, it's 15, it's 20 minutes, and you're sitting there waiting. I understand the frustration. So all of a sudden, this guy, who is the drunkest of the bunch and is the main culprit of the slow play, he is now getting into a verbal altercation, and he's bowing up, and he's trying to fight somebody. Okay, now the guy...
And he went primal, too. He went primal with it.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I mean... type of anger.
Totally, yes. Animalistic sounds.
Yeah, bro, he went nuts, bro.
This is amazing.
He was really cocking, bro.
He's barking. He's crashing out at the highest level, and he's calling out. Unfortunately for him, his drunken confidence had him calling out the biggest dude in the frustrated group. Okay, and so here's the sound, and then we'll give you the final details, but here's the sound of what Lucius is alleging to be a top five sports fight, internet fight of all time. Take it away, Canadian golfers.
Easily.
They've been sitting there for f***ing 23 minutes.
I'll try about it. F***ing try about it.
I'm going to
f***ing try about it.
You f***ing try about it.
I'm a f***ing try about it.
Buddy, you're going to get f***ing shit today.
I don't give a f***.
Like badly.
Good.
Let's
go, man.
Buddy. Oh.
No, I'm not filming this. I'm not stopping. No. You guys need to get off the golf course. No, now. Pack up, go now. Get in your cart and go.
You're not getting primal, bro.
I don't.
Hey, man. Come on, man.
Hey. Hey.
Off to a good start, buddy.
I told you.
Man, leave him alone. You want another? You want to?
Leave him at me. Alone,
I got it all on record. I got it all on record.
Bang. Hey. You want to go, guy?
Hey, leave him alone, man.
I wouldn't keep going back if you were on.
Bang. Hey.
Oh wow.
Enough!
Are you still chewing on you?
Enough! Get out!
Hey, hey!
Dude.
Enough! Hey. Get him the f out of here!
Dude, bro, like, oh, man. Primal guy got his shirt grabbed by big dude. Yeah. And big dude gave him like three of them. You heard them bang, bang, bangs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was shirt grab, bang, bang, bang to the face. And now I get it. He was a hockey player. Like, I get it now.
Yeah.
He grabbed the hockey jersey and just hit
you. Yeah.
Yeah. Former NHL star Nick Tarnaski. That is awesome. Back the bet.
Bang! Come on, man. Bang!
Don't say bang while hitting me, bro. We're adults, dog. We're adults, bro.
The funniest part of the video is when he first throws him into the pond, and then you just see him like crawling his ass back out, like going for more. And he's going so fast. And then comes the bang. Oh, man, this is epic.
It really is all-time stuff. This dude gets launched into the pond.
And that's then it's how, over.
That's
like,
how
it should be over there.
It should be over there. But as you said, Walchuk, he crawled out like a swamp monster. He came back for more. And then the former NHL enforcer, Nick Tarnaski, is giving the sound effects of bang as he's laying the blows to
that
his face.
That is crazy. Don't ever bang, bang while you hitting me, bro. Don't talk trash while you're beating me up. You know what I mean? Boom, boom. Oh, you didn't see that? Bam, bam, bam. I got you.
Dude.
Don't do that, bro.
Yeah.
Just beat me up, bro.
Yeah.
Just beat me up, bro. Don't do all that extra talking.
Seriously, dude. It's emasculating. I've never seen anything like this before. And it's just, move over Mike Breen. There's a new Bang Master in town.
It's almost like an episode of Trailer Park.
Bang! Come on, man.
You've done it again.
And then after the triple bang to the face, he then takes the guy and launches him and soars him through the sky probably 15 yards. And that is what sort of ends it. Now, credit to the drunken bleephole who never gets KO'd. Like, he never gets put to sleep.
Yeah.
He just, him and his friends have to acknowledge, like, okay, this
we got beat.
This is. Yeah, you got beat. We had nothing to do with this. If I'm one of his friends, I'm already on the next hole putting this out of my mind and trying to forget about it.
Quickly teeing off.
Hey, you boys got this, all right? I'll catch you at the next one.
Yeah. I mean. Really impressive.
It's incredible.
When
he got thrown, like you just said, when he got thrown those 15 feet, he had dead legs. They were just dangling there, bro. There was no fight to him whatsoever anymore.
Yeah, he was done after that. A truly remarkable.
Come on, man.
Got you on the record. Unfortunately, got him on the record. That was his own friend.
He needs a web redemption.
Yeah.
You think they're going to link back up?
Yeah. It would take a million years for him. He would have to wait till Tarnaski's about 90 years old and in a wheelchair before he can get the redemption that he wants. And now you have these. There's actually artists that have taken to, like, Travis Chapman. If you look up at Travis Paints on Twitter, you will find a beautiful painting rendition of him soaring through the air, okay, is what you will find.
It's incredible.
Really an all-time fight video. Thank you to Nick Tarnaski and the drunken golfers in Canada for giving us that.
It's too late to copyright
content.
The bang, 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 huh? Sorry, already probably taking off.
Mike Breen's got that one.
Yeah, but if you're Mike Breen, don't you just acquiesce and say, bro, it's yours now?
That's the guy. There he is.
Yeah, you're the gold medal winner.
of the Bang. Incredible stuff. Thank you, Lucius, for playing that. All right, there it is, live at Shell Shack. One more segment to go here in Dallas off Henderson. Please capitalize for the rest of the night. $12.99 catfish special, $4 beer, $4 shot specials all day, every day here at Shell Shack. We love it, and we're back in the nation with Crosstalk CA, Fred Davis, Fan After Dark next year in the nation.
Thank you very much, Lucius. One final time here from Shell Shack off Henderson here in Dallas. It's been awesome. The total representation was fantastic. And the food and the service, always great out here. Thank you so much to Sergio, who ran the bar, and everybody out here, Mike, who's running things. Of course, Scott Long. Catfish special today, $12.99. They got the happy hour all day, $4 beer and shot specials. Then, of course, you have the late night special, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., half off all appetizers and wraps. And if you weren't able to get out here today, Eric, Friday we will be out at Pickler Universe once again.
That's true. One of the hottest new spots in the DFW Metroplex, Pickler Universe in Carrollton. That's going to be 2800 North I-35E, just past the George Bush Toll Road. You can come on out, learn all about pickleball and this new amazing club. And we'll be there from 2 to 6:30 leading into Rangers and Astros at 6:30. So come on out, fellowship with us. Pickler Universe in Carrollton. It's a fantastic time. This will be our third time broadcasting from there.
Yeah.
The pizza, the food in general, Stella Artois with the ice-cold beer samples. And you can have as many samples as you want. Pickler Universe is the place to be Friday, 2 to 6:30 in Carrollton, just past the George Bush Toll Road. We will see you there.
And it is time to crosstalk with our homies from the Fan After Dark, Freddie D, the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold. Fellas, how the heck you doing?
I say your name.
What's up, fellas?
From yesterday.
Say your name.
From yesterday.
Say your name.
That was fun.
Swear.
Well, hey, you know what? I real quick, great interview with Ari Temkin, but let me tell you something right now. Nobody runs trains on the University of Kansas, okay? Let's get that straight.
Oh,
okay?
I thought you'd have something to
okay?
say about that.
All right? I'm all for friendly, jovial banter, but we will not run trains on the University of Kansas, not while Fred Davis is a member of 105 Through the Fan. Let's get that straight.
Mm-hmm. Rock chalk.
Rock chalk. You guys know the deal.
What do you think? You guys going to be able to pull it off this year? Are you going to win the Big 12?
I'm going to tell you right now, and again, I took umbrage with him not having KU as a dark horse candidate as a potential Big 12 finalist this year. I'm just saying, you know, look, what'd he say? Fewest transfers in the Power 4 era? Come on now. As I put my KU hat on.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you said that particular stat this offseason?
I didn't hell. I didn't even know, bro. Look, I'm locked in for KU basketball, okay? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm excited about KU football. But look, I'm on shoddy watch, okay? And I'm on KU basketball watch. And I'm on the have we figured out what we're going to call people? I mean, look, we got to be careful how we say this. Are we going to call people that are flag fans? I mean, I know there's been some names thrown out there. I don't know if they're FCC appropriate.
Oh.
And as somebody who's had a faux FCC complaint filed against him, I need to you know, watch what I say here. But what are we saying as far as people that are, you know, flag fans? Do we know yet?
I would encourage you to just keep the L in there as much as you can.
Absolutely.
Yeah, enunciate that.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, they're just really MFFLs, right, Chris?
Yep.
I think, isn't it Flag Boys? Is that kind of what we're going with?
Put it like this. His nickname is the Main Event.
See, I'm here
so
for that.
You need to play off of that.
I'm okay with that.
That's badass. The Main Event.
Mm-hmm.
What do you boys have coming up on tonight's Main Event?
By the way, give real props to Kansas and their efforts for this year on the football team. There's a kid from Lake Ridge High School who's a quarterback, Jason Bean, and he whoops some butt.
Oh, yeah.
Couple years ago.
Absolutely did. He's on the, I want to say it's with the Indianapolis Colts now. All right, so look, we're going to do a little Cowboys update, kind of a little Mavs update as well as everybody gets ready for this big Cooper Flag Bronny matchup tomorrow. And then, of course, we'll do Haiku Hump Days, all right, because it's only a one-hour show. 7:20 Haiku Hump Days. Topics are as follows: Rangers at the All-Star break, and then our non-sports topic, courtesy of one Mr. Chris Arnold. He's got an interesting little nugget he's going to share with the folks. Uber Eats and DoorDashing versus going out, and what are the numbers on that? So it's going to be an Uber DoorDash non-sports topic as well. And then, of course, obviously, we'll do a little Rangers talk as well. And I'm telling you right now.
It's not like a three-hour show.
Look, I'll condense it down into an hour. You guys know how I do. All right, we will condense it down into an hour. And I'm just going to say this.
Go get him, Freddie.
You guys know, you know what time it is. And also, I have been very critical of Corey Seager in the last week, week and a half. Look what this guy's done at the plate. To say he doesn't listen to 105 through the fan and he's not a fatty, I think the proof's in the pudding, boys.
Take credit.
I think he's a flag boy as well.
Oh, I like what you did there.
Oh, boy.
The bell. Hey, are you going to pay off on that Mangini audio
piece? I see what you did there. Deep cut. Not today. Not today. Show won't allow
for it. When's the last time you heard it?
Did you throw in the towel?
Oh, no. Look, let me tell you something. Nobody teases better than your boy Freddie D. Let's get that straight right now. I'm thinking probably late July when we'll pay off the Mangini tease.
Okay.
Standby, boys.
Crosstalk from Oxnard.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know what? I'll tell you what. Tim just came up with the July 26th to August 1st schedule.
Uh-huh. That's a revision here in a little bit. Get ready.
Yeah, okay. Is that the one with you from Oxnard?
Yeah, we're out in Oxnard that week, and I think you're going to have 1 hour shows again because it's West Coast baseball.
Okay, exactly. I appreciate you highlighting that. So allegedly, we're supposed to have a Saturday show from 10 to 3 with Broadus from Oxnard.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So is that where the revision's coming in?
Okay, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. When is this? What am I
yeah,
doing?
Okay, so I don't know. Broadus, you know, hey,
Saturday
check your email.
The 26th.
I don't know if you've changed your password yet.
I don't ever look at the first one.
Saturday,
it's always the
July
second
26th.
Yeah, so you and I you and Blake are going to be doing a show that day, and that's when I will pay off the Mangini tease. So July 26th.
Oh, so I'm on with you guys. I'm on with you and Blake on the 26th.
That's correct. Hey, look, I'm just reading off what
from
the
tennis
courts.
Says,
okay,
I'll be there.
Hey, that's when we'll pay off the Mangini tease.
I love that.
Blake it or leave it.
Towel off.
Make it happen.
That's exactly right. provided he's been let go from Greece. I don't know yet. I haven't heard anything from him yet, so we'll see.
I'm still waiting on that next Insta post.
Yeah, when's he get back?
With a very introspective caption.
Oh, look, I'm sure he's going to sum it up. And if we really wait, boys, I think we can get him to do some sort of like spoken word type deal when he comes back. Exactly. CA knows exactly. We'll have the fingers snapping and all that kind of stuff. I feel like we could really have him do something special because if anybody can, it's Blake Elliott.
Yeah, he told me in high school he dominated the slam poetry stuff. So
I'm gonna tell you right now, that kid is a monster at haikus. Yeah. I'll give you that. He is a pro at haikus. So
has the haiku hump day taken off?
Oh yeah.
What'd you say, Wolchuk?
It's going worldwide, bro.
I didn't know if the haiku hump day would really.
Are you questioning their show?
Don't be that guy, Wolchuk.
I don't like it, Fred. I'm just asking.
Sound like something Broadus would do.
Let me tell you something. Hey, Wolchuk, hey, jump in, all right? I mean, use that North Texas. Where are you from? Where'd you go to school, North Texas?
I don't have the bandwidth to do a haiku. That's why I was asking. Like, I was going to
say.
I don't know how you come up with that crap.
I tell you what.
Crap? Okay.
Ooh, I see what it is. Okay. You know what? Wolchuk's going to be the next topic next week. Wolchuk. Wolchuk is the topic next week. Non-sports topic.
Bring it on, baby.
Collars that don't move on my shirt.
Hey, that's Collars & Co., baby. Check him out, collarsandco.com. That's Freddie D., the one and only.
Ching.
Nobody teases like Freddie D. in the business and the three-time Hall of Famer, Chris Arnold. Fan After Dark coming your way. Thank you so much to Lucius Alexander back in studio, 5 hours flawless, kicking ass, taking names as always. Carter Freeman working your video. Ruben, you crushed it again, man. Engineering, you were incredible. Everybody that came out to Shell Shack here, we love you. Thank you so much. Tremendous to see all the Tolos. For Brian Broadus, Eric Chiafalo, I'm Zach Wolchuk. Until tomorrow at 2, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.